Hello. You know who this is, chillin'? This is Sleepy Joe. Oh, Sleepy. Well, old Christmas is getting closer and closer, ain't it? It sure is. And I bet you chillins that Mom and Dad is just as busy as they can be getting everything all ready for the best holiday season of all of them. And I bet you all being good chillin too, ain't you? You sure is. Because I don't suppose that anything around Christmas time as good as chillin's is. Oh, and long as we is getting this close to Christmas chillin', I expect it's no time for old Sleepy to tell you all chillin' the story of the building of the world. It sure is. And that's what I go and do right after we have some music. So, how about let all of us just listen to this? Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories. And here is the story of the building of the world. It all started millions of years ago, chillin. Long before they had telephones and radios and automobiles and things like that. In fact, long before there was anything but the Lord. And the Lord look around and he say, "What is this? Here I is, got all the suns and the stars and the moon and everything, but I ain't got no chillins to enjoy them. And the only way for me to have chillins is to have a place for the chillins to live. So I guess I better get busy and build me a world for the chillins to live on." And chillins, that's what the Lord did. First, he built a world. And then he moved over the sun for to light the world up with. And then he built the mountains. And then he caused it to rain. And while it was a-raining, he built the mountain streams, then the mountain lakes, and then the rivers. And while it was still raining, he built the seas and the oceans. And just before the rain was over, he decided the chillin' would kind of like some pets. So for a little spell, some folks say, he caused it to rain cats and dogs, just for the chillin'. And then the rain was over. And the Lord, he look at the world and he say, "Yeah, the chillin' gonna like the streams and the rivers and the lakes and the oceans. They gonna come in mighty handy for fishing and boating and swimming. And then to make the waters pretty, he planted trees along the shore of the sea and along the banks of the rivers and the streams. And to make the ground soft underfoot, he planted the soft green grass. And then to make sure that everything was beautiful in the world that he was building for his children to live in, the Lord planted the beautiful wildflowers. And he covered the countryside with all of the colors of the rainbow. And the Lord looked down then, and he said, "Now the world is ready for children." And he sent the children into the world. But they grew up, and they was unhappy. And the Lord brought the moon closer, and he bunched up the stars overhead, so that the world was beautiful in the nighttime as it was in the day. But the children were still unhappy. They got to fighting with each other, and a hating and a kicking each other. And the Lord wondered what was the matter. Why was the children unhappy? And then he remembered the one thing he forgot to put into the world. And that one thing was love, children. The world had everything but love. And the only place there was any love was in God himself. And to put any on the world, he got to take part of himself to put it there. And so it was that he sent his own son, Jesus, into the world. And Jesus taught the children about love. And then the children was happy, because with love in their heart, they could at last see the beauty in the world that the Lord done made for them. And then it was that the Lord said that love is the most important thing of all, because without love, there ain't no beauty. And so it was that he caused Jesus to be born into the heart of every child, so that love would never leave the earth. And it never will, not as long as there's a world. Because love will grow and grow and grow. It'll keep growing, chillin', till the whole world is full of love. Love for one another. Because love is in the heart of a child. And love is God. And therefore, God himself is in the hearts of all little children. Because ain't they the ones that he built the world for in the first place? And the mountains, and the valleys, and the rivers, and the streams, and the trees, and the grass, and the flowers, and the blue sky, and the stars, and the moon, and the sun, and even the cats and the dogs. Of course you's the one he built the world for, children. Of course you is. And now have us some music. Let's listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Music and songs and stories.
Oh, and riddles.
Chillin, y'all remember the riddle I left with y'all chillin at the last sitting? Could you get it? Who does Santa Claus live with at the North Pole? Could y'all get it? That's right, chillin. This is Santa Claus.
Oh,
and also in the hearts of little chillin, too. He sure do. Oh, and now here a riddle I gonna leave with y'all. See, can you get twixt and tween now the next sitting? Is you ready? All right, here's the riddle. Name the name of the thing that the reindeers pull over the housetops on Christmas Eve. Can you get that one? And now, for old Sleepy, say bye-bye. Here's a little thought that he wants to leave with his children. Oh, Christmas time is a-coming at last. But once old Christmas gets here, it's over all too fast. And that's the truth, too, ain't it, children? It sure is. Now, until the next time, bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.